From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Talk to me about the swap rates and how worried I should be.
Yeah, I want to talk about interest rates this morning because we spent the whole week talking about inflation, and inflation can obviously have a direct influence on what happens with interest rates. So yesterday, Mike, the local two-year swap rate, the benchmark interest rate that's used as a, I suppose, as a base rate for where banks set their two-year fixed mortgage rate, yesterday that rate hit the highest level it's been at since November, December 2024. So the current level is 3.66%. Now, last October, when we weren't worried about inflation at all, that rate was at 2.44%. So it was almost 1.25% lower. And by the start of the Middle East conflict, that rate was just under 3%, 2.94. So we'd started to get a little bit concerned about inflation before the conflict began. But the key issue that I want to stress here, Mike, is that the official cash rate, that was reduced over 2024 and 2025 to the current level of 2.25%. The OCR has not moved. But since the OCR got to 2.25%, the two-year swap rate has gone up by 1.25%. Now, what this means, and it's pretty significant, is that financial markets have effectively tightened monetary policy already. So we're all staring at the Reserve Bank. We're all asking the question, oh, when are they going to move the official cash rate? But the actual impact of that has already happened. Mortgage rates have already moved up. And at the moment, that direction of travel is probably likely to continue. So the bank hasn't had to move the official cash rate at all. Similar situation with one-year rates as well. Now, floating rates haven't really moved. That's sort of relevant for business loans and business lending. But the key issue here, Mike, is that the market has done the heavy lifting for the RBNZ already. And so this lift in wholesale rates means that borrowers, if you were a borrower out there right now, and you're rolling off a one-year fixed mortgage rate, you're going to be refixing that mortgage rate in an environment where the effective funding rate, the one-year swap, is higher than it was when you fixed a year ago. So the average mortgage rate across sort of the country, it's been falling. That's been putting more money into in household pockets. That impulse sort of could be troughing. So it's all about inflation. It's pushing interest rates up around the world. But the markets have already tightened monetary policy.
Good insight. Speaking of inflation, 3.41 1 year ahead, I wouldn't have thought that's the end of the world.
No, not at all. So the RBNZ, and here's the thing, and so the RBNZ have sort of guided us to sort of three indicators that they're looking at to decide whether or not they need to start hiking the OCR sort of faster than they thought they would. That's headline inflation, wage growth, and inflationary expectations. Well, wage growth came out the other week. It's pretty benign. Yesterday, there was a lot of interest in the results of their survey of inflationary expectations, because the danger is that those expectations become what we call unanchored from the current inflation levels, and that can contribute to a wage and price inflation spiral. But the good news, Mike, is that while inflationary expectations are rising, they don't look to me like they're unanchored. I mean, they've moved higher. That's to be expected. 1 year ahead, inflation is expected to be 3.41%. Yes, the previous number was 2.59. It's quite a bit higher. But if I look at the two-year inflationary expectation, so 2 years ahead, it was at 2.37. It's now at 2.53. And actually, there's been a small fall in longer-term expectations. So inflation, well, it's currently running at 3%, probably moving to 4% or higher. Well, expectations aren't out of whack with that, Mike. They're not unrealistic. So the RBNZ, for the moment, I don't think they'll see any red flags there at all.
Exactly. Give us a quick word on the CBA. Was that all budget-related yesterday or not?
Oh, it was an awful combination of factors. So CBA, big Aussie bank, owns ASB, huge part of the Australian index. I think it's about 10% of the Australian index. It's massive. Share price got absolutely hammered. Fell 10.4% yesterday. One of its biggest one-day falls on record. What's happened here, Mike? Released their quarterly results broadly in line with expectations. But the problem was their capital levels looked a little bit light. And then you get this whole sort of combination of factors that came along. You sort of have the budget day implications, and you could potentially get this negative feedback loop, more capital gains tax, lower demand for housing, reduced investor borrowing, potentially falling house prices, reduced bank revenue, and you're staring at a bank that was really heavily, I suppose it was very frothily valued. And at the moment, equity markets, Mike, they are very tough on small misses these days, particularly where overvaluation is present. But it was a key feature of the Aussie share market yesterday.
What are the numbers?
Okay, so at the moment, the share market, the Dow Jones, very steady. It's down 0.12%, 49,698. The S&P 500, 7,448. It's up 0.64%. And the NASDAQ up 1.41%. So I think NVIDIA doing okay. 369 points up, 26,458. The FTSE 100 gained 0.58%, 10,325. The Nikkei was up 0.84%, 63,272. The Shanghai Composite gained 0.2%, 4242. Now, the Aussie market yesterday didn't actually get hit because while CBO was getting smacked, some of the resource stocks were doing quite well, and that sort of countered it a bit, offset it. So the ASX 200 only fell just under 0.5%. 8630. We lost 17 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, 13,063. One Kiwi dollar, but weaker this morning, 0.5933 against the US, 0.8172 against the Aussie, so that's come down. 0.5069 euro, but it's holding up against the quid.
Good.
0.4, there you go, 0.4391 against the yen, 93.69. Gold is $4,691. And Brent crude, it's come off a little bit, not a great deal. $105.99 per barrel.
And we'll see what happens today in China. Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher.